Happy feast day. Today is a feast day of the Holy Family, the Holy Family. And today, most certainly, we could use this feast day that God has set for us as an example. So it begs the question, what is it to be a holy family? A holy family. Well, we kind of look here in this second reading, and we also see this in Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Now, people might say Joseph had it a little rough. Jesus is divine. He's perfect. We know he's perfect. No problem there. Mary, the Immaculate Conception. No problem. She is immaculately conceived. So if anything went bad, it was Joseph's fault. And so poor Joseph. But actually, we believe that when Joseph received the message in a dream to take Mary as his wife, we believe that that is when Joseph was purified. Because, see, Jesus had to be obedient to Joseph as his father. Jesus couldn't sin, so if he was obedient to Joseph, he could not sin. So that was important to understand. So Joseph was purified for this task by the grace of God. As we look here in the second reading from Colossians, it's kind of a tough reading. Wives, be subordinate to your husbands as proper to the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and avoid any bitterness toward them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this is pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children so that they may not become discouraged. Sounds like good advice, huh? At least for the last part, for parents' part. But when we look at what a holy family is, let's kind of break this down into each person. Each person has their task because the Holy Family is an imitation of the family, the Trinity in heaven. The family here on earth is an image of the Trinity in heaven. That's what the family is all about. So, husbands, let's start with Joseph. Joseph didn't say, I'm going to do my own thing first, and then, by the way, I'll help you out maybe later. He didn't say, I'm going to watch the game first, and then maybe later on. Or, you know, forget it, I'm going to go out to the bar, you can be with your children. I know you're tired, my wife, but, you know, I'll just do whatever I want. That's not what the husband does. It's not about me, myself, and I. The boy with the most toy wins. Joseph was none of that. Joseph dedicated himself for the family. He protected them and he guided them. Now that might mean doing things you wouldn't necessarily do otherwise. Like have tea time with your little girl. Going to the opera with your wife. Not watching the game every so often. And most certainly, the bar should not be the norm of a married man. The home should be the norm. For wives, yes, be subordinate to your husbands. Now, this might be hard to understand by the world's view. Women would think of this as demeaning. Be subordinate to your husbands as proper to the Lord. There is a structure within the family. The man is supposed to be the head of the household. The woman is supposed to be the heart. The heart. Now, this is not demeaning by any stretch of the means. How are we judged? How will God judge us whether we enter into heaven or not? This is the ultimate concern. It is by which we love. Love God and love our neighbor, as it says in Matthew and in Deuteronomy. Love. If we are judged by the way we love, why would it be demeaning for women to be the heart? The heart is what needs to be protected because it is the most precious thing. It is very valuable. And like the heart pumps the blood. It gives life to the rest of the body. So does the heart of the family give life to the rest of the family. It makes a house a home. That is the preciousness of the wife. And this is where what gave birth to chivalry. Yes, husband, love your wives. In a certain sense, adore your wives. Yes. And you don't do that by running away from the home, but running to the home. As parents, you're called to protect your children. That might mean saying no. You do not have to say yes to everything your child, and you do not have to give the best of everything that the child could ever possibly have. That is not part of the resume of being a parent. Being a parent means loving them. It might mean saying no to them, and maybe even no to each other as spouses, to challenge each other to grow in grace and holiness. If it takes us away from God, it is bad for us. Let me repeat that. If it takes us away from God, it is bad for us because it takes us away from eternity with God. That is the ultimate question. Are we going to make it to heaven? The greatest gift you can give to each other is the ability to get to heaven through the guidance, through your example, through the love you give each other. Children, obey your parents in everything. Now, that doesn't mean you go out and kill somebody if your parents try to tell you to kill somebody. I mean, there's common sense in that. But be obedient. Realize that we are children, children of God. And that when we don't understand the Heavenly Father's plan, there is also something good for it. In the same way as children on earth, when our parents have something in plan for us, we might not understand the plan our parent may have for us, but know that it is good and trust. If we don't have trust in our earthly parents, where is our relationship with them? And if we don't trust in our Heavenly Father, where is our relationship with Him? The Holy Family offers us a way of holiness, a way of bringing grace to each other. As adopted sons and daughters, we enter into the heavenly holy family, the Blessed Trinity's family, the very Blessed Trinity's family itself, through the power of baptism. And now we enter into that, and we hope to enter into that heavenly family in a gracious way in heaven. And to enter into such a family, there is no conflict. There is no sin. We have to strive to live out that holy family here on earth. Will we ever make it? I don't know. Probably not. But we strive for it. And as you're striving for this holiness, for this grace-filled life, that we become a better people. And then in that, the families here on earth, the domestic church, supports the church at large, the Catholic Church. You see, the Holy Family that is called to be lived out today, is the building block of society. It is the building block of life. God designed it so. Your family is important to the church. And as we look at the stones on this building itself is part of the city of God. This is only one building. This parish is one building in the city of God, the heavenly Jerusalem, coming down from the sky, as we read in the book of Revelations. And you are part of that building. You yourself, your family, your children, your parents, all that heritage has gone not in just this building, but into a spiritual edifice, pleasing to God. Your family is called to greatness and to be part of the glory in heaven. This is why we celebrate this feast day, the feast day of the Holy Trinity, the feast day which emulates what we strive for.